This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The nation is paying tribute to the victims of the Pahalgam terror attack on its first anniversary today last year. On this day, 26 innocent people, mostly tourists, were killed by terrorists at Pahalgam in Jammu and Kashmir. The dastardly act shook the nation and drew condemnation from governments and leaders across the world. In response, Indian Armed Forces launched Operation Sindoor on the intervening night of 6th and 7th of May, striking 9 terrorist camps in Pakistan and Pakistan-occupied Kashmir, and killing over 100 terrorists, their trainers, handlers and associates. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid tribute to the Pahalgam attack victims today and reaffirmed the country's strong resolve to fight terrorism in all its forms. Several union ministers, including Rajnath Singh, Amit Shah, Dr. S. Jaishankar and Ashwini Vaishnav, also paid tributes to the Pahalgam attack victims. The European Union has expressed solidarity with India on the first anniversary of the Pahalgam terror attack. In a statement, the EU said it stands with the people of India in remembering the 26 victims. The EU has reiterated a strong condemnation of terrorism in all its forms. The British High Commission in New Delhi also paid tributes, reaffirming the United Kingdom's commitment to peace and security. All arrangements are in place for single-phase polling in Tamil Nadu for the first phase of voting in West Bengal for assembly elections tomorrow. In Tamil Nadu, polling will be held for all the 234 assembly constituencies. Over 5 crore 73 lakh voters will exercise the franchise in 75,064 polling stations established across the state. In West Bengal, 152 seats across 16 districts will be covered in the first phase. 1,478 candidates are in the fray in this phase. A BJP delegation comprising senior leaders Nirmala Sitharaman, Kiran Rijiju, Arjun Ram Meghwal and Arun Singh today met Election Commission over the alleged derogatory remarks of the Congress President and Leader of the Opposition in Rajya Sabha Mallikarjun Kharge against Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The delegations demanded the Commission to take strict action and asked the Congress President to apologize. The government today said that uninterrupted supply of oil and gas has been ensured in the country. Addressing the interministerial briefing in New Delhi on the West Asia conflict, Joint Secretary in the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, said effective steps have been taken to ensure normal supply of LPG, PNG, petrol and diesel in the country. She added that the supply of domestic LPG is normal and over 45 lakh bookings were registered yesterday and around 51 lakh domestic LPG cylinders were delivered. She also highlighted that over 8,000 tons of commercial LPG were sold yesterday. Joint Secretary in the Department for Promotion of Industry and Internal Trade, DPIIT, Nidhi Kesarwani said, under the compressed natural gas and biogas, the process of giving license to dispensing stations has been expedited. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called upon civil servants to align their every effort with the goal of building a developed India. In a letter to the civil servants of the country, the Prime Minister recognized the commitment to continuous learning and capacity building. Congratulating the civil servants on their enthusiastic participation in the recently concluded Karma Yogi Sadhana Sapta, he said that this week-long festival of learning brought together civil servants across the country. More than 26 lakh households have availed the self-enumeration facility so far during the first phase of the census 2027 in the country. The Register General of India stated this marks the growing participation of citizens in the digital initiative of the census. The first phase of census began on the 1st of this month. The self-enumeration facility is currently underway in Uttarakhand, Madhya Pradesh, Andhra Pradesh, Arunachal Pradesh, Chandigarh, Chhattisgarh, Haryana and Bihar. In women's cricket, India to take on South Africa in the third T20 International of the 5-match series at the Wanderers Stadium in Johannesburg tonight. The match will begin at 9:30 p.m. Indian time. The hosts have started the series strongly, winning the first 2 matches. In IPL cricket, host Lucknow Super Giants will face Rajasthan Royals this evening. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.